Sometimes, when the moment is right and the sparks fly, dating can be magic. But even the most romantic connection can get a little awkward.
And the dog's kind of watching us at this point, and so it started to lick my ear.
True Dating Stories is the new CBC podcast that explores the messy corners of romance. Real-life tales told by the people who live them.
I'm tied up on this dude's bed, and there's nobody around to help.
True Dating Stories is available from CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
You can't really prepare for being a mother. Sure, you can read the books, do the exercises, you can buy lactation cookies. But none of it prepares you for what it feels like to be a mother. It was hard. It felt like it would never end. Then, late one night, we heard a voice. And for what felt like the first time, Henry quieted. That's the voice that saved my life. And it belonged to a talking chicken.
Let's go! Let's count. One, two, three.
Meet Polo, the star from the kids' YouTube series Learn with Polo, an animated chicken who counts and spells out simple words. And more importantly, who saved my sanity.
Gee, golly, if you're not sure what's right and what's wrong, ask an adult.
Henry loved everything about Polo's world. The voices, the colors, the simple drawings. And to be honest, I loved it too. Which is why I was shocked to see Polo trending on Twitter as part of an alt-right conspiracy. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to know how Polo went from this.
My name is Polo, and I want you to learn all about numbers.
To this.
My name is Polo, and I want you to die.
It's good.
I'm Farina Safi. This is Limited Capacity. To understand how all this started, I spoke to Polo's creator.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, that works.
Oh, okay.
Voice actor Ronnie Wells.
And am I off mic? Is that what you said, Farina?
No.
Okay.
You might actually recognize the voice. He played a gruff, super-powered mercenary named Peacekeeper on the massively successful Saturday afternoon cartoon, Zeta Strike.
You can't just leave us here. Whether you like it or not, we're a family, Peacekeeper.
Watch it, girly. I ain't your babysitter. And I ain't your friend.
Hey. What's that sound?
Zeta, get down. Watch out!
In its heyday, Zeta Strike was a runaway hit. It lasted 5 seasons. But Ronnie left after 3.
The whole thing, it just turned sour for me. This just became a venue for them to sell their toys. The stories were less about doing the right thing and more about pointless fights and product placement.
So Ronnie left Zeta Strike and its sizable paycheck behind.
Well, there was more to it than that. I also left to make my own series. Like, I was a decent drawer, sketcher, and I had some money saved, so I thought I'd go out and do something, try to give it a shot.
And how hard was that?
Very hard. Yeah. Before I was a voice actor, I was a few credits short of an early childhood education degree. Plus, I was a chicken. So, it's natural that I take the part of Polo.
Eventually, Learn with Polo debuts on YouTube to an audience of 35 people.
Yeah, that's not really a successful premiere. The first year was really tough because it takes like 20 hours to make a 2-minute Let's Go Polo video. 20 hours. I was putting out 2 videos a week and no one's watching them. It was new to me, YouTube. So, it was a battle doing anything.
Mm. If it was so hard, why keep doing it?
Because children are really important to me, and there's no better audience. They're just sponges eating up all kinds of information. And it's just important that it's out there for me just to see, there it is, I've finally done something that I like and that the kids, children, like.
Slowly, very slowly, Learn With Polo finds the warm embrace of YouTube's algorithm. So at the height of your popularity, how much money were you making from a Learn With Polo video?
Oh, gee, a couple of $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Each view on YouTube pays only a fraction of a cent. The real money? Endorsing products on your channel.
No, never. I won't make Polo sell things.
Instead, Ronnie takes a job working maintenance. During the day, he does small repairs. But at night, he spends his time in Clucton, Roostervania. That's the city Polo's from. And there, Polo could have lived happily ever after, if it wasn't for the internet. What did you think when you first saw the Polo meme?
What's that?
The caricature.
Well, I knew it was wrong. I didn't draw these. And I could not believe what I was seeing or reading.
Yeah.
He's a chicken that teaches children how to count. What would he be doing with a machine gun in his hand? It just is totally out of character and ridiculous looking.
Ronnie's talking about one particular meme. It's Polo, wearing a helmet with a hammer and sickle on it. He's got an AK-47 in his hands. A word bubble says, "Seize the means of production, comrade." But it's not new. We've seen this kind of appropriation before with other popular characters.
Yeah, Pepe the Frog, Gritty from Hockey.
This is web activist AC Salazar. He's an expert on digital appropriation.
Yeah, I'm part of an activist collective that creates restorative memes.
I meet up with him at his apartment.
The internet has a long history of taking benign characters and, turning them into jokes and memes. Sometimes for the purposes of political indoctrination.
And these memes are conceived on anonymous message boards.
Places like 4chan or Reddit, it usually starts out as a contrast joke. You take something that's wholesome or cute, and then you subvert the expectation of the audience by making it something that is actually not wholesome and cute at all. People do it again and again, and everybody jumps on it and adds their own version of it. And usually it gets worse and worse and more offensive because everybody's trying to one-up each other.
Making each iteration more extreme than the next.
And sometimes these memes become so hateful that the characters themselves become radioactive. Average people don't want anything to do with them.
AC says that for the people making these memes, that's part of the fun. You're in a secret club. You understand the irony, but the rest of the world isn't in on the joke.
It's really their currency. Look how much of a reaction I got from the world.
Except that there are real right-wing operatives in these groups.
Yeah, that's the insidiousness of this, okay? We really don't know the source of most material that we ingest online.
Which is why you can watch a video of Polo storming Capitol Hill, or Polo sinking a ship full of refugees, or Polo crashing the Hindenburg into Greta Thunberg.
Mm-hmm. You're not even aware that you're being indoctrinated, right? We can't just give over these wonderful characters and ideas and feelings that we have to the right. We have to fight. So my job is to reclaim those symbols. This is like a war. We flood Google's algorithms with socially aware memes of Polo in an attempt to reprogram people's associations with him. When you go in and you search up Polo, Polo's not in a Nazi uniform, Instead, he's teaching you about single-payer healthcare or critical race theory or climate change, the dangers of microplastics.
This is an all-out war to decide what Polo is and who he belongs to.
We have to fight.
These memes of Polo aren't just unflattering. They have the ability to rewrite the DNA of the character itself.
Let's go!
What do you think of Polo?
I don't agree with children's characters saying offensive things.
I mean, they're really disgusting.
A chicken can apparently hold a lot of hate.
Can't believe they ruined chickens.
Uh-oh!
These cartoons can put words in Polo's mouth, and that becomes part of who he is. Or in AC's case, they can put a machine gun in Polo's hands.
Yeah, that's from our first batch.
Yeah, I don't know. For a kid's cartoon, kind of seems like a pretty violent image.
You know, that's interesting because initially we wanted to make it pretty PG and accessible to everybody without trying to offend anybody. And we just found that then people actually didn't understand it because it was middle of the road. The minute that we took a stand and actually said something, people have actually gravitated more toward that.
Right. I guess I'm wondering, like, are you just doing the same thing your opponent is doing?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if we cede this battleground to the alt-right and we don't use their tactics and get as extreme as they are, we'll have no impact. You don't treat cancer with aspirin.
But Ronnie Wells doesn't frequent message boards. He doesn't see the alt-right Polo memes. But he does use Facebook, where AC's memes are going viral. It's the memes that criticize the police that affected Ronnie the most.
Can you tell me a little bit about your dad?
Yes, he was a cop for 15 long years, as he put it.
Mm.
He was injured, and he got a desk job, which he disliked, but he was happy to be doing something. And he just did that until he died.
Mm. Were you ever able to make him laugh?
Oh, constantly. Constantly make him laugh with impersonations. And he would try and hide the fact that he was laughing. Like I would do Jerry Lewis or something, or Gomer Pyle, the same thing. And he would just start giggling. And it would made me feel like I had, you know, I impressed my dad and made him laugh. It's like just a way I can get at him.
Mm. Did your dad support you going into voice acting?
No, not at all. No. He was a hero. He died a hero, but it hurt not being able to talk or say things like, I love you, Dad. It just wasn't said. But he knew that he must have known that I did because I looked up to him. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. Given that your dad was a cop, what does it feel like seeing Polo criticize the police?
He's just ruined it. So it's broke my heart. That's a trademarked image. It's wrong no matter who you are. Plain and simple.
I wondered if knowing Ronnie's story, if it would change how AC Salazar felt about the situation.
Nope. I don't feel bad for him.
Why not?
Because the other side, they haven't stopped. We don't live in a political world. To do nothing is a political statement, and it's a deeply privileged position to be in. If Ronnie wants to sit on the fence, then Ronnie's picking a side.
Okay, but Ronnie's older and might not understand how the internet works.
Come on, this isn't about technological literacy. This is the first cease and desist I got.
Did that scare you, or?
No, it didn't scare me.
Hmm.
You know what? I felt righteous indignation. You know, I felt that if you are going to go after me, I'm going to stand up for myself even harder.
Hmm.
You know, when a bully uses the legal apparatus to threaten you into silence, it means they're afraid of you.
AC takes Ronnie's legal notice and he posts it on Twitter, where his followers rush to his defense.
I want to read you some tweets, if that's all right.
Sure.
Okay. So this tweet from a Twitter user named at Nanny2v2.
oh, cool, Nazis now come in useless old man flavor. Another tweet from user RTJ Media. Saw hashtag Ronnie Wells trending. Thought he died. Found out he's alive and still an asshole. Hashtag kill Ronnie Wells already.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of these tweets?
I mean, it's rhetoric and you have to have a really thick skin.
Okay, it's...
Calling someone out is not bullying.
Okay, but these people all follow you, right? They're your followers. It's not just people on the internet.
Oh, come on. What do you want me to say to that?
Why are people, tweeting, not just tweeting in defense of you, but instead threatening to kill Ronnie Wells? Like, who gave them that idea? Where did that come from?
I've never said it, and I actually do not condone it. And I'm actually glad you're giving me this platform to tell people not to send Ronnie any death threats. That's too far. Don't do it.
So do you think that you have a vendetta against Ronnie?
No, I think I have the right to defend myself against Ronnie.
But what's happening to Ronnie isn't defensive. It's aggressive.
Well, I was at work. My phone starts lighting up. Nut jobs swearing and accusing me of deranged things. Mean stuff, too. I took a personal day, and when I got home, I locked the door and closed the blinds.
But the messages keep flooding in. Ronnie's inbox is full of angry, threatening messages from strangers, some death threats. He's forced to turn off the comment section on his Learn with Polo videos. So you just waited for it to be over?
Hell no. I pulled out a notepad and a pencil and I wrote down all of their names and their code names.
He means Twitter handles.
And I let them know that each and every one of them would be hearing from my lawyer.
So was that just an idle threat, or were you really going to try to sue hundreds of people?
If you knew me, you'd know. I don't make idle threats. These punks act like they own the world and everything in it, but they don't own me.
We'll be back after this.
Favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Farina Safi, and this is Limited Capacity. So Polo is a cartoon character for preschoolers, a talking chicken at the center of an ideological tug of war between activists on the left and pranksters on the right. But somewhere along the way, this became a fight between A.C. Salazar, internet activist, and Ronnie Wells, Polo's creator, who's now at the bottom of an internet pylon. There's common wisdom that says when the internet turns its attention towards you, shut down your computer and walk away for 2 weeks. People will forget. But unfortunately, Ronnie never gets that advice. Instead, he sets up a Twitter account and a second YouTube channel. And he starts putting out confessional videos.
To those of you who are sending me harassing messages or emails, I have one thing to say to you. Knock it off, you yahoos. Get some sense. Get a job.
Some are reconciliatory.
Just wanted to send a message to all those kids who love Polo. Let's lift each other up. There's only one place where folks drag each other down, and it's called hell.
Some are just strange. Like this one, with Ronnie dressed up as Peacekeeper.
Did you miss me?
The superhero he used to play.
You think you could stop Peacekeeper with a couple of mean tweets?
Ronnie takes to these new videos with the same work ethic as his Polo videos. But since they're easier to make, He pumps out 3 to 4 a day.
That's totally feeding the trolls, right? You don't do that. You know, it's blood in the water. Of course people are going to make fun of you for it.
I'm Ronnie Wells.
And the internet does come for him.
If you don't do what I say, I'll sue you.
They take his videos and they remix them.
Don't mess with me. I'm not kidding. Hidden. I'm Ronnie Wells and I chickens.
There are deep fake videos. Ronnie's face digitally placed on someone else's body.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Wells. And as you know, I'm no fan of the alt-right. When I created Polo, I'm...
The camera pans to reveal a Confederate flag hanging in the background.
Oops. You're not supposed to see that. Let's just roll that.
And for back. Each video that comes out, Ronnie posts a reply.
To the yahoos who made that disgusting video, I'm not a Nazi and I've never been one.
Which becomes fuel for more videos.
To the yahoos who made that disgusting video, look, yeah, I'm a Nazi and I've always been one. Yahoo!
This cycle continues for weeks until a different kind of Ronnie video emerges.
When I started this, I wasn't interested much in politics. But I've come to see that you don't want peaceful coexistence. You want war. There is a revolution coming, and there will be no surrender. If you're not scared yet, you should be.
At this point, I've interviewed Ronnie a dozen times, and I never got the sense that he was a secret revolutionary. In fact, Ronnie hated politics. I felt confused.
When I started this, I wasn't interested much in politics.
So I watched the video.
When I started this,
over and over again.
When I started this, I wasn't interested much in politics.
Until I hear it. A tiny click. It's a sound I know very well from being a radio reporter. It's the sound of an imperfect edit. You'd have to watch it a few times to figure out it wasn't real. If you figured it out at all. This video seems a bit tonally different than what I've seen of Ronnie's public appearances. Do you agree with that?
I think the facade is cracked and we're seeing the real Ronnie.
Have you considered that the video might not be real?
You know what? The sentiment seemed real enough to me.
Yeah. One thing that strikes me about it is that the tone of it is very, it's like a call to arms, which really doesn't jive with things that Ronnie has said in the past. And it also strikes me as sort of like convenient for you in a sense, because the effect was that, you know, all your Twitter followers sort of rose up against Ronnie in this way. I'm curious to know, AC, did you hire someone to make this video?
What? Jeez. I take great offense of the fact that you would even infer that, like, I would do something like that. There's no point to me doing that. I'm the good guy here.
What do you mean when you say good guy?
I knew that at some point in this narrative, you would need to, like, add the villain, and usually that's me, you know. Yeah, of course, I'm the villain. Well, you have to ask yourself why you think that, but I don't have to play the villain and be part of your story here. Okay, your little stories. Have a nice life.
The counterfeit video doesn't stay on the internet. Its effect ripples out into the real world. All the way to Ronnie's employers at the community center.
So I've been let go from my job. For beliefs I don't share.
Here's a video from Ronnie's verified YouTube account back in January.
But these accusations don't need to be true because no one cares about what's true anymore. Only who's the loudest, who has the most power. Well, the buck stops here. I have no more time for bullies. You want to know who's responsible? His name is A.C. Salazar. Codename at Comrade Polo. I'll tell you right now, you made a big mistake because I have nothing left to lose.
After this video, AC's lawyers serve Ronnie with legal papers.
I have to ask, if things are so bad, why do you keep making these videos? Seems like it's kind of inflaming the situation.
What else am I going to do? I've got people supporting me and, I don't know, they've created a lot of job opportunities and stuff for me.
And new voice gigs?
New everything.
Right. Can I show you a video?
Sure.
I pull out my phone and show a video that was recently sent to me. It's different from the other ones. You can see what looks like Ronnie and a group of men around his age in a poorly lit back room. Maybe a Legion Hall? There's a bunch of beer cans on a pool table. It's shot with an iPhone from far away. The audio's muffled. I just need 15 minutes with this shithead. Find me the guy's address. Put a bullet in the dude's head.
Yeah, so? It's not me. I don't know who's in the video, and it's not me.
So you're saying it's not real?
I'm saying it's fake, because it is fake.
Ronnie, I just want to say that, you know, in our conversations, you've always been really forthcoming, and I honestly really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, and...
See, these people are damaging it even worse. Like, they're damaging our relationship, and it's just unbelievable, because it's not me.
Yeah.
It's whoever, one of their memes, and it's not me.
It does feel a little bit like there's something you're holding back.
No.
Yeah. Ronnie, are those your friends in the video?
No. No.
I'm wondering if you know them because I'm looking through your Facebook and I see them in other pictures with you.
No, those aren't my friends, yes. But...
No, those aren't my friends, yes.
It ain't me. Those are my friends. It ain't me. They're allowed to go and see other people.
Did you?
They just don't always go out with me.
If it's...
And plus they know I wouldn't go to that bar anyway. Because I can't smoke in there.
Wouldn't your friends know who that person is?
Well, they've got a meme. They've got my face on me. On him, whoever that is, whatever it is. And they think I'm there with them.
Yeah, but if they were really out with that person and that your face was just put onto that person, then your friends would know who that body really belonged to, no?
I don't know. Maybe there's another person out of frame here. I have no idea. It's bullshit. I've never... those are them, my friends, but I was never there with them.
Seems really complicated.
Why is that hard to believe from the last video?
This is a very different video.
A video's a video. What's the difference? There's one person in the last video and two in this one?
Just this one would take some pretty high-level editing skills or production skills to be able to fake it. The other one... is something a lot of people or even simple apps would be able to do pretty easily.
But I don't know. Maybe they're high-level meme dudes. I have no idea.
Also, this one would require that somebody took a video of your friends and then somehow that video of your friends at a bar with someone got to the meme makers. Have you ever thought about how that would have happened?
No.
Okay.
They're good, aren't they?
I mean...
Those guys are good. You know, that's like the line, a line from Butch Cassidy to the Sundance Kid. Who are those guys? I don't know, but they're awfully good. That's what's happened here. I was never at this thing. Those are my friends, but, you know, like I say, I don't babysit them.
Okay.
There's no way to check if the video is real, so it comes down to belief. And I believe the video sent to me is authentic. So for the first time, I think Ronnie's lying to me. I believe Ronnie Wells threatened someone's life. I meet up with AC. I'm interested to know if he feels differently knowing that at least some of the Ronnie videos are fake. Maybe that changes how he feels about Ronnie.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I have to say that I was wrong. It wasn't him saying those words, but the fact that we could, you know, be fooled by it kind of tells us that Ronnie has made choices that could be construed as, you know, in line with that video.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
If Ronnie hadn't been coming at me so hard and trying to shut me down with the lawyers and all of that, it would have been easy to say, hey, that's totally not Ronnie, as opposed to, you know what? That seems like the logical conclusion of where Ronnie's going.
Okay, but, you know, I guess I just can't understand how you still feel that Ronnie is the target here and Ronnie is the enemy. Again, I just want to remind you that, you know, you formed this organization to fight against the alt-right. There's nothing that Ronnie has put out in terms of content, statements to the media, anything that isn't provably false that implies that he is part of that group that you claim to fight, the alt-right. To me, it just seems like you've poured all these resources now to fight somebody who's essentially a moderate, who isn't your stated enemy. You know, how do you feel about that?
I completely disagree with that because by definition, if you're moderate and you allow evil to exist, then you are part of the problem. I don't think the guy's alt-right, but that doesn't mean he's innocent. He's not going after any of the other meme makers. He's going after me. Ronnie signaled me out. So what is it about me that is so threatening to Ronnie?
Are you implying that Ronnie Wells is prejudiced in some way?
I think he came into a confusing situation with a lot of elements he didn't understand. And he was scrambling to find the bad guy. And when he saw my profile picture, he decided, yeah, that's who I'm going to put the blame on.
My son Henry is 2 years old now, and the other day he went to watch a polo video, and I told him we couldn't. Because polo wasn't on the internet anymore. He's not the polo my son would recognize, in all the ways that matter at least. So maybe it's just simpler that way. While reporting on this story over the last year, I would often check in on Ronnie through email. He'd respond with no subject line. Often he'd respond in minutes, like he never left his computer. But the last email I sent, there was no response. I also noticed the lack of activity on Ronnie's YouTube. His Twitter was deactivated. I hoped Ron was okay. That maybe he wised up to the ways of the internet, or maybe a lawyer directed him to do so. But I was also worried. Then, a mysterious video emerged from one of the message boards. It's Ronnie in a strange room. He looks stiff and glassy-eyed, wearing an ill-fitting black golf shirt.
My name is Ronnie Wells. The Brotherhood of Polo have an important message for you.
Behind him, you can see three other men wearing the same shirt. A red flag hangs in the background. A cartoon chicken in the middle.
There is a revolution coming. Hail Polo.
Oh, hail Polo.
I've been watching the video on loop, listening carefully, hoping to hear the edit. That click that tells me none of this is real.
My name is Ronnie Wells. Revolution now. Revolution. Hail Polo.
You just heard Limited Capacity. It was directed by Rob Norman,
produced by Rob Norman and Farina Safi. Written by Rob Norman and Joel Buxton, with Veronica Paz, Joanne Digba, Ellie Ward, and Andrea Werhan. This episode you heard voices from Aliyah Pabani, Cal Dard, Fat Al, and Jason DeRoss. Mixed and edited by Andrew Norton. Technical production by Nora CB. Music and sound design by Breakmaster Cylinder. Production help from Cecil Fernandez. Big thanks to Susanna Kiernan, Mike Mongiardi, Jenny Cirello, Samira Stern, Josh Wokey. Special thanks to the Craigs, Craig Brown and Craig Boydell. Our senior producer is Tina Verma. And the executive producer of CBC Podcasts is Arif Nurani. If you think a couple of mean tweets can kill Peacekeeper, then find us on Twitter at LimitedCBC.
There are real right-wing operatives in these groups. And upon investigation, I found I will never find them. I'm Farina Safi, and I'm completely useless. All hail Polo.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.